gonna start us off and just sort of like, just sort of play some a couple of examples of sort of like audio that is really, really just powerful and that sort of demonstrates what we're talking about. And so this is the first clip I'm gonna play.
We're going to start this segment off with Carrie in Kankakee, Illinois, WKAN 1320. Hi, Carrie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how can I help?
So this is Dave Ramsey. If you guys are probably familiar with him, he's a podcaster, he's a host of a very popular show about money, and he's sort of, he's one part sort of interviewer, one part financial guru, one part sort of like support group. You know, a lot of people call him and they ask all sorts of questions about money, how do I get out of debt? And he sort of like helps through sort of practical tips and sort of emotional support as well. And this is a piece of, this is a story that he told, well, this is a moment in audio that happened on his show a long time ago that we put on This American Life. A while ago on This American Life, we did a story about Dave Ramsey. And we talked about sort of, this was early on in the phenomenon, and we talked about like what he was doing and like the impact that he was having on his listeners. And we were playing clips from his show. And so this is one of those clips. A woman had called. He was giving financial advice. A woman called talking about, and she wanted his advice. She had two sons who were living with her. She was working in a factory. She was making about $300 a week. And she was living with a boyfriend. And she wanted to know, and she had some questions for Dave.
The thing is, he's like very, to a point, controlling. We share expenses. I have to give up half of my paycheck to pay for the bills, to help pay for the bills. When I'm done doing that, then I have hardly any money left to do for my kids or for myself or to try and put money back. Mm-hmm. Okay, he says that I can't leave because I would never be able to make it on my own. Mm-hmm. I will admit I'm not very good at handling money. I don't know how. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something. If you were sitting down with a cup of coffee, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay. If you were to sit down over a cup of coffee with a 27-year-old single young lady that was living with a guy, and she told you what you just told me, what would you tell her?
To get out, you can make it on your own.
Good advice.
Okay, but how do I start on my income? I mean,
well, I'm not positive. You don't make a lot of money. I agree with that.
Right.
But let me tell you what, you're in a really unhealthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a guy who, he's not hitting you, is he?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm sorry?
It's okay. I need to.
You got to get out of there, girl. You got to get out of there now. Okay.
He says, you know, that it's me. It's because.
No, it's not you, darling. This guy's sick.
Okay.
You got to get away from him.
Okay.
Okay.
And you think I can survive?
Well, I can tell you this. If nothing else, you can start by going to a domestic violence shelter right now.
Mm-hmm.
And checking in with your kids. And they will help you. And, you know, you may have taken a part-time job. You may have to move into subsidized housing of some kind. I don't know exactly what the short term, the next 6 months, is going to look like. But I can tell you this. Carrie, you were not designed by God for this man.
Okay.
So one of the powerful things about audio, What it has, I think, the most power to convey is honesty.